Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel and Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel and Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You are listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel and Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7pm here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
This is Sheffield Live.
N-E-X-T.
This is episode of Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live.
In our city there's a thousand things I want to say to you.
And that was the title track from the album In the City by The Jam from 1977. And that was their debut single as well. And that was the original vinyl back then from 1977.
Yeah, you recorded it, didn't you? You could hear it. Yeah. It's obviously been well played. And why do we play that, of course? Well, sadly, Rick Buckler, the drummer of The Jam, died 17th of February, age 69. But what a band they were. They were a short-lived band. To be fair, but they were great. They did some great stuff. We're probably playing quite a bit more of them on Glory Days in the coming months. You're, of course, listening, therefore, to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire or sheffieldlive.org. You can listen online there. You can also download the podcast and listen later at your leisure. This show's all about great rock music in all its different forms. We've got a real mixed bag once again. You've got Julian Paul here live in the studio. No Steve Roden today, but I'm sure he'll be listening at some point. Later in the show, we've got RPG's Pick of the Rocks, bringing us bang up to date for brand new releases. Let's see what he's got for us and where they're from, all over the world, generally. Second half, we've got Chris's Punk Track of the Week. We've also got our Undercover section. Next up, it's a rather beautiful song from 1986.
We'll be right back. You can smell it, you can tell by the way they talk. Somebody stole 5 for gasoline. A doja, a doja. I thought I'd stay on you on the way. Well, come on back and try again some other day. Well, somebody's gonna do it again. Gonna make me down against all of my friends. So
the exciting rock and roll classics of today. This is the music of the hour, the music with a feel. We're talking, there's never been anything like it. The now sound, the new wave. You'll be hearing jazz, swing, country, religious hymns, thrill to polka party. There's Dixie, Viennese waltzes, tunes for tots, get down with romantic moods. And hey, rock and roll, they're gonna cram it down your throats.
Rough and Ready there.
That was
way back.
That was the Damn Live with Love Song, believe it or not, from 79. Before that, Nickelback with Worthy to Say from 1998. And we started out with a classic from Talk Talk, Life's What You Make It from 1986.
Wow. And The Colour of Spring was that album from Talk Talk. Makes you think of spring. The sun is shining upon us, thank goodness. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. Play what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms every week, Mondays 1 until 3. Next up, we've got something from, 2001.
Woohoo!
Mother and child, You've got me, girl, on the run around, got me all around town. You've got me, girl, on the run around, and it's getting me down. If you wanna find a lover, then you look no further, for I'm gonna be your only searching at the start of the season. And my only reason is that I'll get you.
me, but you just count the clouds. Cause I beg for sympathy. What you want is playing the victim in.
That was the Dancehall Crashers with Mr. Blue from 1998. Before that, a classic Roxy Music, second track from their debut album. Ladytron was the track from 1972. I'm starting out with Collective Soul, a track called Energy from 2001.
And you're, of course, listening to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org playing. Well, we like to think it's great rock music in all its different forms. You should have RPG on the line for his pick of the rocks this week for brand new releases, bringing us bang up to date yet again.
Yes.
Good afternoon, PG.
Good afternoon.
And what a lovely day it is.
It is, yeah, a bit of a change. I've got some washing on the line, so
excellent.
Hope it's going to keep this way.
Oh, brilliant. I know, so do we. You've got four new releases for us yet again, Paul. Are they from all parts of the world, or...?
Oh, no, I'm staying closer to home this week. There's only one that's abroad. So first up, we've got Call Me Amour. And track we're going to play is Where's the Chemistry? They're a four-piece band, alt-rock. And their roots are in Glasgow and the Isle of Man.
Oh, nice.
So got Jeff Murphy on guitar, Harry Radford on lead vocals, Danny Hall on drums, Aaron Lomax on bass, and they were Amazon Music. Breakthrough Stars, that was it.
Excellent.
And so they went up on a big poster down in London on February. So they're hot off the press, as you might say.
Them posters might be worth thousands in years to come.
Could be.
You never know. Could be the next Nirvana. Who knows?
Yeah. You never know. There might be enough money to take a trip to Marseille. Oh, maybe you don't
clever.
Need to. Yeah, second band's called Marseille, and the track they're going to be playing is History. And they're a five-piece band, and they're from Derby in Derbyshire.
Oh, not far.
So, not too far away, and what they said is that they've had to travel to places like Sheffield because the Derby music scene's been a bit down of late. So they're looking forward to a local venue opening up soon. But they said that they've been travelling around other cities honing their craft, and the release is on Echo Base Records. They were formed in 2021, the band, and... I think Will Brown's the lead singer, and the other guys haven't quite got names on yet.
Oh, that's unfair.
They're a bit brand new, so they'll have to do another track, and I can fill those all in on me.
You can name check them all.
Yeah, good stuff. And then we've got a band called Split Chain coming up then, released on the 19th of February, so a little bit old out today.
But, 5 days.
Ooh, a bit dusty.
Yeah, and their track is I'm Not Dying to Be Here. And they call themselves a new gaze band from Bristol in the UK. and they're about to start a tour in March, and they've been appearing on BBC One and Kerrang Radio.
Oh, so, and they've found it. They've found glory days now.
Absolutely. Now they've reached the apex of the rock music scene.
Ooh.
Oh, dear. And then the final one I've got is probably one that our Chris might enjoy. It's a band called Bocassa, and their track is called Garden of Heathen. And that features Lou Collar, who's the lead singer on a New York band. Sick of It All is the name of the New York band. But they're a Norwegian punk trio.
Oh.
And they're going to start a UK tour in April of this year. And on the 17th of April, they're going to be here in sunny Sheffield at the Corporation.
Wow.
So, this is from a new album that's going to be released. Oh, sorry, an album that was originally released in 2024. That's a new track release. And the album is All Out of Dreams. The track is Garden of Heathen. And one to listen to.
Excellent. We can't wait, Paul. Great stuff. Yeah. All being well, we'll speak to you Saturday on the Life Sounds Radio Show. Bye-bye, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye, guys.
Apple, Adam, and Eve. I want to believe what I don't believe. Where's the chemistry? I made a glass safe through me. Cherry picked the apple, Adam, and Eve. I want to believe.
Sheffield Live.
This is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live. We'll be right back.
And you're listening to Glory Days. Glory Days.
That was four brand new tracks. That was Bokassa, B-O-K-A-S-S-A, with Garden of Healing. Before that, Split Chain, I'm Not Dying to Be Here. Before that, Marseille with History. And we started it out with Cold Me Amour, a track called Where's the Chemistry.
All good stuff. And yes, Bokassa will be in Sheffield on the 17th of April at the Corporation, all the way from Norway. Woohoo! Anyway, your course, listen to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Next up is something from 1999.
Whispering the words melt everyone, but you see forget about it. We'll be right back.
believe it or not. The Sugar Cubes, of course, Bjork there. And the track was called Birthday from the debut album of theirs called Life's Too Good from 1988. And we started out with a bit of Smooth from Santana from that amazing album called Supernatural from 1999.
Featuring Rob Thomas as well. I think Santana's touring as well this year. Amazing stuff. You're listening to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire or sheffieldlive.org. We are coming to the end of the first hour. Stick with us for the second hour. It's been a crazy first hour this week. The second hour is going to be crazy, but maybe in a different sort of way. We're going to play out with an absolute belter of a live track from 2007. It's Gary Numan doing Down in the Park. And originally, of course, it was Two-Way Army from his Replicas album. This is a rather grunged-up version. Brilliant.